Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, the haunted Seminole Death House. In the area of Seminole, Florida, there's a building with a tragic and storied past. Its inhabitants tend to leave very quickly for strange reasons. The building is known to the local paranormal community as the Haunted Seminole Death House. It's been home to countless individuals and families over the years. Lives lived and lives lost to unexpected, unexplained, and bizarre situations. What do the spirits of this house have against those still living? And what lies beneath the Haunted Seminole Death House? While the property of the Haunted Seminole Death House lies within a residential community, the specific plot of land where the structure stands is rumored to once have been Native American burial grounds. Do the disturbed graves, the spirits, now occupy and haunt this home? On today's episode of The Grave Talks, we talk with a paranormal investigator named Jody Dean about a family who resided in the Haunted Seminole Death House. Chilling accounts of paranormal activity, including voices calling out in the middle of the night, recounted in vivid detail. Shadow figures roaming the halls, confusing the family as to who was wandering at such late hours. A repressive feeling overcoming the emotions of the family, as well as the tension that the haunting put on the relationships of a family that before this home was at peace and in love. How could such a situation nearly tear people apart to their core? If there was ever a reason to leave a building, the story of the Haunted Seminole Death House certainly presents one. Let's begin our conversation about the Haunted Seminole Death House with paranormal investigator Jody Dean.
You could say it's the best kept secret for a paranormal investigator. It's not open to the public. There's somebody living there. This is a place that several people have lived for short periods of time. Doesn't seem like anybody stays there for a long time. Friends of ours years ago, whenever I first investigated it, they were having a lot of trouble there, and we'll get to that. They had paranormal evidence, like I've never seen before. They had things happening there like I never seen, demonic activity. It almost ripped their marriage apart. They had to get away from the place. They had to sell that place. They put a lot into it, didn't stay there for that long, and had to get rid of it. And now the new people that are living there, they're struggling as well. And that is just the name that we gave it back then, and that's the name it took on, and that's what they call it.
Let's go into the history a little bit before we start talking about the haunting occurrences, the family that was dramatically affected by the paranormal. What is the history of the land? What's the history of this property?
Man, that's the deepest part of this whole thing. Well, of course, after they didn't know the history. At first, they knew what was happening, and that's the stuff they told me. And of course, I investigated it, and then I found out so much. This place was built on an Indian burial ground. It had several deaths there, intentional, accidental, and there were people that committed suicide. There was one that sticks out the most to me was there was. Not our friends that live there, but another couple years before they moved in that was home one night just watching TV when all of a sudden a car ran through the front of their house. Guy was drinking, swerving through the neighborhood, went off the road right into this house, and he died on this impact. Shortly after that, the people that live there that that witnessed this incident with the car, they were murdered there. This gets really deep. It's intense. It's somebody else moves in at some point and commits suicide there. All this is stuff that, by the way, was not disclosed to our friends when they bought the house. This is stuff that they found out through neighbors, through research, and of course stuff that I found out. I brought them the most information on the background of the home during my investigation and afterwards. There was things that they found in this home that were old relics. I mean, 100 years old, 150 years old, old things that were buried around the yard of this home, under the windows. Our friends that moved in, the husband, Mark, he's in construction and he was doing renovations to the home. So he's constantly working inside and outside, and he was finding all these things. And as he was finding these things, the activity was also growing as he was finding them.
Paint the picture for us a little bit more, Jody, about the location of the home. Obviously, don't give us the address, but talk about what it's like. What is the setting where this home resides?
It's located in Seminole, Florida, and it's in a residential neighborhood. This area has, there's been Indian findings, I guess you could say, of things from old Indian artifacts to Indian mounds, things like that. In this particular area, there has been so many people that have brought to light that this area, it was built on an Indian burial ground there. There is not a ton of information about it on the internet. I mean, we spent a lot of time finding out everything that we know now, which was pretty tough, but it seems like everybody in that area knows a little bit, and we just kind of had to puzzle it all together.
When they physically excavated the land, when they created this community and they built the home, are you aware, was there any knowledge of this being a burial ground?
Well, our friends weren't aware of it. And as far as neighbors and stuff go, some people we talked to, they said, oh, you know, when we moved in here, such and such told us that, this was used to be an Indian burial ground right here. And I'm talking about the neighbors right next door to the Seminole Death House. And I kind of heard that from a few people across the street and down the road, because I just walked around and pretty much, hey, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm shooting. I'm doing this investigation, and I'm a videographer, and I'm putting this together. I'm trying to find out information. Do you know anything about this? Oh, yeah, we've heard about that, but we've never paid too much attention to it. And just so many people know about it, but it doesn't seem like anybody really knew any history, how, when. It didn't seem like it was affecting anybody else. It was that particular house. So, I feel like that place may have been built at the core of this.
It's just so troubling, but it's something that we've seen and heard stories of, where an excavator or a contractor or a developer will have a plot of land, maybe be aware of its history, of what is there, and how it may be sacred, but the almighty dollar ends up ruling that decision, and homes are built, and then homes are very haunted. That seems to be a reoccurring theme in many parts of our country.
That's what it came down to, yeah, because, of course, the first thing you would think is it would be some kind of historic sign saying this is some kind of, historic landmark, something, but no, it seemed like a lot of people didn't know the depth of the story, but everybody knew it was an Indian burial ground. And then there was a lot of things that validated that, you know, with certain things that we found. I mean, we found some amazing, amazing things that were, you know, the family ended up bringing to antique, well-known antique dealers and historians, and just finding out, like, wow, these are amazing pieces that you have here. And they're also very dark. So, you know, there were things that kind of confirmed that there. But I guess the most being the activity and the experiences and the evidence that's been caught there.
Let's talk about some of the experiences, some of the haunting encounters that people began to have at the Seminole Death House in the area.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, to take it back to what I know is the beginning, our friends were happy-go-lucky couple, just like me and my wife. Never argue, never fight. I mean, just couldn't ask for a better relationship, better people, good people. Really excited about getting this house, their first house. They come in here and, you know, there's nothing but positive things going on in their life. And almost immediately coming into this place, things change as they move in. You know, when they've been looking at the place, you know, to buy it, and their little trips over there, it doesn't seem like anything has happened. But as soon as they start moving their stuff in, that's when things start happening. That's when it seems like it's all starting to spiral out of control, and quickly too. You know, some of these things, they take a while to unfold. They came in there and automatically they start, you know, arguing within their first few weeks there. And I'm like, yeah, that's weird. You know, it feels like there's a negative energy all of a sudden, and everybody's noticing it. Their children, you know, I forgot to mention that. I mean, you know, they had three kids, and they were affected by this very badly. The next few months, the fighting is continuous. The kids are starting to show signs of bad behavior. There's things happening around the house to where they're now saying, you know, this place is haunted, something that they never really believed in. They were kind of skeptical about this whole thing, or never had experiences to say, hey, you know, something is haunted. Now they're saying, you know, we're hearing voices. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. I'm seeing things at night at the foot of their bed. They told me they've seen shadow figures in the hallway. It looked like people were pacing at night. When they were in one room, they would hear something going on in another room. They go in there and it stops, and they're seeing things in mirrors, and pictures are moving on the walls, and they're being touched, and scratches are appearing out of nowhere when they haven't, you know, rubbed against anything, or nobody's touched them. Just constantly events going on every single day. And the biggest thing being that they all know the way they're feeling is not who they are. It's not themselves. That something is messing with them, and now they're really starting to get scared because this is all new to them. You know, they're in a new house, they're supposed to be happy, and they're falling apart, and everything outside the home is good. Work is good, life is good, bills are paid, everybody's healthy, but inside, this is starting to change everything.
When these things started to happen, were they immediately jumping to the conclusion of something paranormal is going on with our home or with our family? Oftentimes, I would think there would be kind of deductive reasoning of maybe this is that or something, some other influence, not always immediately paranormal as the reasoning. But what was their mindset? What was their thought process going through some of that?
Well, they, you know, first of all, they're, you know, they're thinking to themselves, wow, we've bought a haunted home. What the heck are we going to do now? Because, you know, they're at this point, they're believers. And the wife is constantly seeing these shadow people. And I knew what that meant, but she didn't. When she described this, she hadn't been watching any paranormal shows on TV. This is all stuff I questioned her about. You know, she didn't have any experiences in the past. She's basically telling me about these people, and I'm familiar with them because, you know, I'm at this point in time, I mean, I was doing so many investigations, it pretty much was just my life, well, like it is now. But she, you know, she's telling me about this, and I know what she's talking about, and I can just feel the fear. I can see the confusedness in both of these individuals, the husband and the wife. And I didn't get to spend too much time with the kids, but hearing the stories about, you know, one of their sons, Kyle, he's just all of a sudden, you know, he's doing weird things. He's talking more about death and not acting like himself. You know, the daughter's wanting to do certain things she hasn't done without going into too much detail. You know, I don't want to get too much away about the kids, but it's just enough for me to understand that they've got a serious problem. And I had done some intense investigations. I had witnessed some crazy stuff, but I knew that this was going to be something that sounds weird to say, but I was looking forward to, because I was constantly trying to up the caliber of evidence, find the next big thing, and I knew this was going to be it. And it was. It not only changed their life, but it changed mine, and that's a big part of this thing.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks and then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars. It will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.